Peter's whimsical chocolate adventure. Once upon a time, in a town swirled with the sweet scent of cocoa, there was a marvelous chocolate factory that stood taller than the highest hill. Peter was a kind, curious boy who loved nothing more than a good adventure, and he was about to embark on the most delicious one yet. Inside the chocolate factory, wonders beyond belief awaited him. Machines whirred and flowed, making a symphony of enchanting sounds. As soon as Peter set foot inside, he was greeted by Augusta's group, a merry band of inventors who adored creating whimsical chocolate treats. During the tour, the group came upon a peculiar machine with a large silver pipe. "This pipe can lift you and let you fly like a bubble," said Augusta with a grin. Peter and his friends couldn't resist. They each took turns and laughed as they floated up and gently came back down. Their joyous play was interrupted when Violet, in her excitement, leaped too high and got stuck, turning into a round, blueberry-like shape. "Oh no," cried Peter. Augusta reassured everyone. "Not to worry, she'll be back to her normal self after a visit from our kind Oompa Loompas." Next, they visited a room filled with all kinds of fantastical food. Peter marveled as he watched bananas peel themselves and merrily, but a misstep sent a mound of jelly beans tumbling into a garbage bin labeled Unwanted Flavors. "Oops, even in a place filled with treats, mistakes can happen," chuckled Augusta. "Mike TV's corner is next," Augusta announced, pointing towards a room with a huge screen. Inside, Mike leaped into a digital world, becoming part of the game. "Wow, it's like I'm really there," exclaimed Mike as he explored the virtual Candyland. Finally, the moment arrived for Augusta to announce the new caretaker of the factory. "And the chocolate factory goes to..." Augusta paused for dramatic effect, then with a smile declared, "Peter?" The room erupted into cheers. Peter was overjoyed. "I promise to make this place more magical than ever," he said. From that day on, Peter led the factory with joy and imagination. And though he was now the keeper of the sweets, he never forgot the true magic was the happiness and wonder his chocolate creations brought to everyone around him.